Paper 9, page 20, part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. Laughing the pain away.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to our program, Medical Issues. With us today is Ron Jones, also known as Dr. Laffy, who works as a medical clown in one of the hospitals in our city. Today, Dr. Laffy will tell us about what medical clowns do and how important their job is.
Hello, listeners. Let me begin by explaining the difference between circus clowning and medical clowning. Let's begin with where these clowns perform. Many of us can remember going to the circus when we were young, happily entering the circus tent, which seemed to be a magical place, where exciting things were about to happen. Medical clowning, however, takes place in a completely different setting. The long hospital corridors and the patient's rooms do not promise an enjoyable experience. For many, these are places where they have to face their worst fears. This is why it is so important for medical clowns to create an imaginary world within a world, a safe place where patients can forget they are in a hospital, even for a short time. Aside from working in different locations, circus and medical clowns come in contact with different groups of people. People who come to the circus do so happily, looking forward to having a good time. However, children who are hospitalized are often frightened by the medical treatment they are getting, so it is much harder for the medical clowns to make them laugh and forget their fears. Another thing to note is the kind of relationship that is formed between medical clowns and the patients. While circus clowns do not form a relationship with their audience, the relationship between medical clowns and some of the patients is a close one. Since some children are hospitalized for long periods of time, the medical clowns accompany them, doing their best to help them during their long healing process. In order for both short and long-term relationships between medical clowns and patients to be successful, medical clowns must be able to feel empathy for those they try to cheer up. While trying to make patients smile, medical clowns also make patients feel that they see them as people and not just as patients. In order to achieve this, they should listen carefully to what patients choose to share with them. Being funny is not enough. Patients must feel that the relationship they have with a medical clown is based on respect and understanding. Another thing medical clowns must do is work closely with the medical staff. Before entering a patient's room, they get a full update about their condition. Furthermore, they should also understand what is expected of them. When medical clowns are familiar with different kinds of treatment, they know how not to interfere when they try to help a frightened patient during treatment. And finally, although it might seem that being a medical clown is just about blowing balloons and having a funny nose, this is not so. Medical clowns have to cope with seeing people suffering and sometimes undergoing painful treatment. There are also cases when patients do not recover from their illness. Having to experience this makes their job much more difficult than that of circus clowns. However, I do not want to end this talk on a sad note. Being a medical clown has made me feel that I am really doing something meaningful. The patients I have met have made my life richer, and I thank each and every one of them.
I want to thank you, Dr. Laffy, for sharing your story with us and showing us how important being a medical clown really is. And to our listeners, we will meet again at the same hour next week. Goodbye.